Okay. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. I'm going to talk to the Blessed Mother and ask Mary to help us out in our learning process. Ask Mary, who's also the Mother of God, she's also the patron of catechists, to help us to really learn. As we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let's turn to the Holy Spirit now. Beg the Holy Spirit to help us. Among the many names of the Holy Spirit, he's the Counselor, the Consoler. He's also the Sanctifier. Sanctifier means he who helps us to really grow in holiness. So hopefully by now you'll be learning this beautiful prayer to the Holy Spirit. It's the traditional one. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Joseph, pray for us. St. John Maria Vianney, pray for us. So we're going to follow up on our talk on the sacrament of confession. Yesterday we gave you a biblical foundation on confession that's taken from John chapter 20, verse 21 to 23. Just to refresh your memory, Jesus, Easter Sunday night, he encounters the apostles in the cenacle of the upper room, and he goes through the wall and he says, Shalom, which means peace be with you. And he breathes on them and says, receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive, they'll be forgiven. Whose sins you hold bound will be held bound. There we have the institution of the sacrament of confession. And that was Easter Sunday night, Jesus given the apostles to forgive sins in his name. Yesterday we also talked about what is the specific effect of the sacraments, most specifically the specific effect of the sacrament of confession. The effect of baptism is washing our soul from the stain of original sin, transforming us into temples of the Blessed Trinity. The Eucharist, the specific sacramental grace of the Eucharist is that of nourishment. What food is to the body, the Eucharist is to our soul. And then confession, we gave you another biblical passage, and it was Jesus was in Capernaum, he was teaching. He was surrounded by a lot of people, and they brought to him on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. And they tried to get him in the house, but it was too crowded, so they had to lift the man up to the very top of the roof, and they cleared the roof, and then they lowered the man in the stretcher before Jesus. And Jesus, looking up, said, Son, your sins are forgiven. And they started to criticize our Lord within their hearts. And our Lord, knowing what they were thinking, he said to them, what is easier to say to this man, your sins are forgiven, or take up your mat and leave? So to prove to you that the Son of Man has power to forgive sins, he said to the man, get up, take up your mat, and walk. So the man in front, this paralyzed man in front of the whole crowd, got up, he took up his mat, and he walked out. So what do we see in Jesus? Jesus is the divine physician. He's the doctor. He's the divine physician of our body, but also of our soul. And for Jesus first heals the man of his sin, then after that, he heals the man of his bodily ailment. Jesus pointing out that our body is important, but our soul is even more important. Our soul is eternal. And our eternal destiny is to be united with our Lord in heaven for all eternity. So that's a summary of what we talked about yesterday. So let's build upon this edifice or structure of the topic of confession. And today I'd like to talk to you about the various names that we have for this wonderful sacrament. I'm going to be giving you about five names, and most of these names can be taken from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. I mentioned in past lectures that the catechism, any good catechism, has to have four pillars or foundations. First is the dogmatic, moral, sacramental, and prayer. Dogmatic means the creed, get to know who God is. Moral would be the Ten Commandments, as well as the Beatitudes, as well as the theological and moral virtues. The sacraments would be the seven sacraments, which are the channels of grace that come to us and they help us to live holy lives to follow Christ. The fourth part is that on prayer. The importance of knowing what prayer is so that we will pray. As a Teresa of Avila would never allow a young woman to become a Carmelite nun unless she could read. Because she recognized you can learn a lot by reading good books. This is also the charism of the oblates, to try to get people to read through really good books. I tell people that among my best friends are my books. Okay? Among my best friends are my books. Hopefully among your best friends are going to be your good books. A good book can help us. Actually, a book can sometimes be a source of conversion, as we see in the life of St. Ignatius of Loyola, reading the lives of saints, and he said, well, if Dominic can do it, so can I. If Francis can do it, so can I. If Augustine can do it, so can I. If the Desert Fathers can do it, so can I. So let's go back to our topic, and we'll give you certain names we have for this sacrament we're talking about. We already mentioned the sacrament of confession, because we have to confess through our lips, we have to confess vocally our sins to the priest who represents Christ. The second name would be penance. The sacrament of penance, and it means this, when you go to the sacrament, you have to carry out a penance as a concrete manifestation of sorrow for your sin. And it's also the sacrament of forgiveness. Catechism of the Catholic Church highlights the fact that when you go to confession, you are forgiven. God forgives you of your sins through the instrumentality of the priest. The fourth name, sacrament of reconciliation. What does that word reconciliation mean? Reconciliation would mean this. Say, for example, I was having a conversation with you and I offended you. I said something that really hurt you. So I really damaged you by my words. For me to become your friend again, I have to go to you and I have to apologize. I have to make up. So by apologizing and making up with you, I am reconciling myself with you. In other words, if the bridge has been broken, the bridge has to be built again, and that would be through a gesture of reconciliation. And finally, the last word we'd like to give, helping us to really love and appreciate this sacrament, and we encourage all of us not simply to listen to, but we have to put this sacrament into practice, is the sacrament of God's mercy. And there we have it. Those are five of the words that explain this sacrament that we've been explaining all week and we'll continue to explain tomorrow also. So let's repeat these words for this sacrament. It is a sacrament of confession. Confess your sins to God through the priest. Sacrament of penance. We have to do concrete acts of penance to show God that we're sorry. Sacrament of forgiveness. God forgives us through the absolution of the priest. Sacrament of reconciliation. If we have ruptured a friendship with someone, we have to apologize and ask for forgiveness. And finally, last but not least, it is the sacrament of God's infinite mercy. So I invite all of you to share this wonderful message to your friends. But also, let's all make an attempt to go and receive this sacrament. And listen to these beautiful words. And I absolve you of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What beautiful words to hear. You hear those words, you know that you are being forgiven by the loving and merciful heart of Jesus Christ. Amen.